Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody is having a fantastic day on this terrific August 17, 2015. I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and I'm talking to you live from the Austin, Texas studios, and you're listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show. And we are almost creeping on 5 million listens, so thank you everybody for listening to the show. Every week and every show, I try to discuss topics to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle, I hope. And again, I want to thank all of my listeners who made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And without you, we could not have had this show or continue with this show and be as popular as we are. So I just wanted to share that with you. You can participate into the show today by calling 347-850-8748 if you like. If we have time, we'll be taking calls. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook, Curtis Harwell Fit, or you can get me at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder on Twitter. So again, thank you for listening to the show. I wanted to just give out a quick shout out for a big show that's going to be happening this weekend, real close to us here in San Antonio. I will be broadcasting live on Flow Sports Online Streaming, and that'll be August the 20th through the 22nd. And the show is the terrific show, The Wings of Strength, Texas Pro. Again, that's in San Antonio, so if you're in the local area or somewhere close to where you can drive, please show up. It's going to be a terrific show. It's going to be men's bodybuilding. It's going to be the 212 class. It's going to be women's bodybuilding, women's physique, and figure. So please show up. It's going to be a terrific show. And, you know, stop by, say hi, holler at me. I'll be broadcasting live there. online streaming. So, again, I will be broadcasting live from San Antonio, Texas this weekend on Friday and Saturday. And, again, the name of the show is The Wings of Strength Texas Pro. And I'll be there commentating and doing analysis. So we'll be breaking down what's happening. If you're watching the show online television streaming, I'll be talking about, you know, all of the things that will help you understand what you're watching if you've never watched the sport before. So I'll help you with all of that. It just won't be a bunch of hemming and hawing. We'll really be explaining what you're watching and things like that. In addition, Flow Muscle will feature original content series, technique videos, and breaking news on Flow Sports. And they not only cater to fans of the sport who know what they're looking at, but also they also will give you, you know, the competitors training and participating in the sport. And, you know, you can also access the show by going to Flow Muscle's Facebook page. You can link up with the show that's going to be happening there. And you can also go to my website at Curtis Harwell Fit. .com, and there'll be a link on there to take you over to Flow Sports and Flow Muscle to the show to watch the show. So, and again, you know, if you go over to Flow Muscle, you know, don't be shy, you know, like their page, follow their page. There's all kinds of terrific fitness news and programming over there that you all will absolutely enjoy. So I'm really happy to join this team at Flow Muscle to be able to do commentary and analysis at these terrific events for my peers and people that I've known for years, and so it's been terrific for me to be able to participate. So I'm so happy to be a part of the family to give you all of the great news. Okay, let's hit today's show. Okay, now again, today's going to be another terrific show, and you know, every day, you know, we always think about our health concerns. And what they are, and you, no matter if you're in your teens, your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, okay, we all have health concerns that are compounded or can be compounded by our age, plus the things that we do in everyday life. You know, do we smoke? Do we drink? Do we take care of ourselves? Do we do cardio? Are we strong? You know, how do we eat? How's our nutrition? All of those things factor in. So today I want to discuss the top five health concerns for women and men today. Okay, I think it's very important to discuss those things. Hopefully we'll have enough time to get through, you know, everything that I'd like to get through today. Now, imagine living without illness to slow you down, okay? I know that you've never probably done that, but just imagine it, okay? You know, there are no lifetime guarantees out there, really, except, you know, a lot of people jokingly say except death and taxes. But, you know, there's been so much research done over the years, and it's taken a long time to come up with this data. But healthy living is a terrific possibility for all of us, okay? And so what I've done is I've kind of looked at different things, put together this little program for today to hit the areas for men and women. Now, first we want to cover women. Now, what I did is I kind of looked at all the areas, and the top five areas of concern for women, number one is heart disease, number two is breast cancer, number three is osteoporosis, and believe it or not, number four is depression. And most people probably don't ever think about this, but autoimmune diseases are number five, okay? And so what I did is I kind of did some research and looked at what all of the experts had to say about what women could do to prevent any or all of these ailments, okay? So, you know, doctors out there, when you talk to them, they really encourage women to take charge of their lives. You ladies, you need to take charge of your health, okay? You need to work in a partnership with your doctor to find out your family medical history if you don't know it. And you should educate yourself on all of the health issues. And you need to pay more attention to your body and what it says throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. Listen to your body. Okay. You ladies, you know what makes you feel good. And you know when you don't feel well. So understanding your body is key, okay? It is key. So let's cover the first thing out there, heart disease. Now, heart disease is the leading killer of both men and women, okay? Now, in women, heart disease is responsible roughly about 29% of deaths, okay? Now, this is what is reported by the CDC, okay? Now, and believe it or not, yet death in itself isn't the biggest problem for women with heart disease, okay? The real trouble is in premature death and disability. Those are even more prevalent, okay? There are just far too many women dying of heart disease in their 60s when no one expects to die because that's too young in this country. And a lot of people, you know, say now, you know, the to be 60 now is like the new 40 almost. Okay, and looking at women, there are just far too many women who for many years are really ill with heart disease. Okay. And you can tell, being out of breath, not being able to walk up one flight of stairs because heart disease impairs your ability to get around. Okay. Now, got to keep this in mind. Although more men die of heart disease than women, okay, women, you ladies, tend to be underdiagnosed. And this is often to the point that it's too late to help you once the condition is covered, okay? Because a lot of women don't think that they're going to get hit with, heart disease, okay? Now, the symptoms for women are typical for women, and they are absolutely missed by doctors and patients worldwide, okay? Okay, now we often think of symptoms such as, chest pain. Okay, some people may have that, but others may just have a little bit of a jaw pain, a shoulder ache, be a little bit nauseated, or vomiting, or shortness of breath. Okay, now looking at the Heart Association, they list risk factors for heart disease as things such as increasing age, men or male sex, men typically develop heart disease at a younger age than women, heredity, absolutely including race. Now, people with family history of the disease have greater risk. Now, and so do African Americans have more risk, Mexican Americans have more risk, Native Americans have more risk, Native Hawaiians and some Asian Americans are just at more risk of heart disease, okay? Then we have that terrific thing that too many people out there still do today, which I cannot explain, is smoking, okay? Another thing you look at is high blood cholesterol, high blood pressure, physical inactivity, couch potato, never doing anything, obesity, or just being overweight, and last but not least, diabetes. Okay. Now, the burden of heart disease in women is very great. Okay. Years ago, folks adapted healthier behaviors. And they did this to, lower their overall risk for heart disease or stroke outcomes. And fast food, the fat in our diet, the things that we eat today on a daily basis, the processed stuff, all of that wasn't as prevalent as when our parents were around. Okay. So you can reduce your risk of heart disease by modifying your lifestyle to include a well-balanced diet and exercise. Just keep in mind, years ago, a lot of mothers didn't work. A lot of mothers stayed at home. They didn't work. So mom stayed at home, and this is not a sexist thing, so please don't take it that way, but mom stayed at home. And mom cooked breakfast. Mom cooked, had lunch ready to go, had dinner ready to go. There was really no, to go out to a fast food restaurant, that was a luxury. That was like today, going out, for a special deal. Back in the 50s and the 60s, fast food was not the way that it is today. So, you have to, and you can reduce your risk of heart disease by modifying your lifestyle, and you have to, it is imperative for you to live a long life, ladies, to include a well-balanced diet and exercise. You have to do that. Number two is breast cancer. Okay, now breast cancer is the most common cancer of women, and it's second only to lung cancer as the leading cause of death of women. Okay, now, a lot of experts say the fear of breast cancer can sometimes be exaggerated. Okay, stopping women from going to their doctors for screening or pushing women to make, rash decisions about mastectomy when it just may not absolutely be necessary. Now, please don't think it that I'm diminishing. You need to get those things done. Early detection is important, okay? And so you need to do those things, okay? And just keep in mind, breast cancer is not a death sentence anymore, okay? So, ladies out there, other women have told me, what a lot of women need to do, and friends that I have had and family members that have had cancer, what kept them going is they kept their emotions in check. They kept everything in perspective, and they educated themselves about the issues when it came to breast cancer. So, ladies, breast cancer absolutely is not a death sentence anymore. Keep a great perspective. Keep your emotions, if you can, on even keel, and educate yourself about the issue of breast cancer. Okay, now here's the some of the risk factors for breast cancer. We're looking at increasing age as you get older. Genes, okay, nearly 5 to 10% of breast cancers leaked a link to mutations in certain genes in the body. If you have a family history of disease, a personal history of the disease, you have race. Again, white women have a slightly greater risk of getting breast cancer compared with African-American women, yet African-American women have a greater chance of dying from this disease. Again, not a death sentence, okay, but has a greater chance. Earlier abnormal breast biopsy, okay? Earlier radiation, okay? Early onset of menstruation, and that's usually before the age of 12, or menopause after age 55. Not having children at all. And some medication use can be a risk factor. Too much alcohol. And again, that dreaded word that I hate to use, obesity, too fat, not being in shape, okay? So, the American Cancer Society absolutely recommends controlling your weight, exercising, absolutely quit smoking if you are smoking, and talking to your doctor about your risk and appropriate screening for breast cancer. Okay, and also keep keep the risk factors in perspective. And just keep in mind, just because your mother didn't have breast cancer, it does not mean you are immune to this problem, okay? At the same time, it's also important to note that some women who have one or more risk factors never get breast cancer, okay? Next thing is osteoporosis. We talk about osteoporosis, and we look at women with the older women with the hunchbacks, back pain, being frail, okay, is just the frailty of that frame. Used to be things older women had to accept before doctors knew anything more about osteoporosis. Now there are steps women and girls can take to avoid such problems out there. Now, again, osteoporosis, it threatens about 44 million Americans every year. And out of that 44 million, approximately 68% are women. So you ladies, you need to really watch that. And in osteoporosis, ladies, is largely preventable, okay? The behaviors that you ladies develop in your childhood and in adolescence and in your early adult years really play a significant role in the development of this disease. And the reason is because bodies build up most of bone mass until around age 30. Then new bone stops forming and the focus is on maintenance of old bone. So just keep in mind, it is never too late to keep bone strong and avoid fractures. And that I do know of. You know, my mother broke her hip, and then once she broke her hip, she did not do the things that she needed to do as far as prevention. And then when she went to the hospital, found out that she had bone cancer, and that's the reason for the breakage of the hip. But you know, so you know, your body will do what it can do to repair bone damage, but you have to provide the tools for it. Okay, now you got to have adequate calcium consumption and weight bearing physical activity. You have to have it. Now, let's look at some of the risk factors. Again, the female sex is, you know, is a risk factor. Your increasing age, if you know, small, thin bone framed. Okay, ethnicity. Again, white and Asian women have the greatest risk. Also look at family history. And then another thing that you may not think about is sex hormones. Now, infrequent menstrual cycles and estrogen loss due to menopause may increase risk also. Another one, again, that you may not ever think of is anorexia. So you ladies out there that are battling anorexia, that is something to look at, and also a diet that you consume that's low in calcium and vitamin D. Again, just we're looking at medication use. Those can absolutely be a risk factor. Again, that sedentary lifestyle, again, smoking and excessive alcohol. And you're starting to see a pattern here. From one thing to the next, it's the same. You know, there all of these risks, all of these different areas, conditions that we look at. You know, there's quite a few of the things that overlap that you do that is of concern for all of these conditions. Okay, now, you know, talk to your doctor about your possibility or risk of osteoporosis. And find out from them what you can do to prevent these problems, okay? Everybody's a little bit different, and I am not a doctor, and I'm not about to prescribe anything. So get out there, talk to your doctor. The next thing, depression, okay? Depression really does look like it appears to affect more women than men. Now, what they say is about 12 million women are affected by a depressive disorder each year compared to about 6 million men. So about, you know, so that's a huge increase. That is a huge increase. And you know, you ladies out there, you need to have a connection with others in your lives. You need that. You need to have that to be able to express that. You know, ladies, and again, it's not a sexist thing. It's just the way that it is. You know, some women just need reassurance. And if they don't have it, they tend to get depressed. You know, you need reassurance about things. And you need that sustenance to be reassured. Again, that's not coming from me. That's coming, you know, from the experts. So you need that connection with other people in your lives, and that sustains you. So that's very important. And sometimes, you know, hormonal changes can trigger depression, particularly after pregnancy or postpartum or around menopause. And there's other risk factors for depression, such as if you may have had a previous depressive episode, family history of depression. Again, history of heart problems, okay? Serious chronic illnesses, marital problems, and again, substance abuse, and use of drugs that could trigger depression. Are some medicines for high blood pressure, believe it or not, or medications for seizures. Those can actually make you depressed. Now, also looking at risk factors, a stressful life event, such as a job loss or a death in the family, and then diseases that could trigger depression, such as vitamin deficiency and thyroid disease, really. And I know about thyroid disease because I have that. I don't have a thyroid. So without the medication, I am a depressive mess. So thyroid problems out there too, ladies. And you could also have had a recent serious illness or surgery, things such as childhood histories of, you know, physical, sexual abuse, being a worrier or being overly anxious about things. You need to learn how to let things go, and that will help. And another one, because we get back to the eating, is having an eating disorder or an anxiety disorder, okay? And to help reduce the risk of depression, you know, I recommend finding a reason to get up in the morning. Believe it or not, find a reason for getting up in the morning. That will help reduce the risk of depression. Okay, and look at things such as your work, your community, your love life, pets, volunteering. All of these things are good reasons and things that will help with your depression, okay? And that's what you need to do. And statistically, the healthiest adults, both men and women, are people in significant caring relationships. So if you have a great relationship, a lot of times you never have a problem with depression. If you have a great sexual life with your partner, chances are you're not going to have a depressive life. You know, adults that are not nurturing relationships can reduce their risk of depression by making the effort to reach out into your community and do things. All of those things will help. Okay. Last but not least is going to be autoimmune diseases, and these are disorders in which the immune system attacks the body and destroys or alters tissues. Okay. There are more than 80 serious chronic illnesses in this category, and I'm talking about stuff like lupus, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, those kinds of things, okay? So, in women, 75% of autoimmune diseases occur in women. That's terrible, ladies, okay? Each disease appears to be uncommon, except for diabetes, thyroid, and lupus. Okay, so, you know, autoimmune disease is a huge factor. Okay, now, autoimmune diseases, granted, are not very well understood, and pinpointing risk factors are absolutely difficult. And sometimes the symptoms can be nonspecific. And this will hamper, proper diagnosis by your doctors. But keep working and working and working. If you don't feel like your doctor is taking your complaint seriously, find another doctor. And that will take time to investigate. Your symptoms. So never give up as far as it goes trying to find a doctor. Men, I'm going to have to cover on another day. Women got a little bit too long for me, so we'll do a two-parter. So the next show that we'll have come up will be men and the five top concerns for men when it comes to health. Everyone, you have a fantastic day. We'll have you again this week. We'll be discussing men and their five top concerns as a part two to this. You have a fantastic week. If you don't listen in again, much love.